Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. We got Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a golden this motherfucker, man. Big homie Dre Cash, what's happening?
What it do, Jerry? Mixtape Trappers, man. What it do?
Finally, bro. You finally in this motherfucker, dog.
Finally in this bitch,
man. That's crazy. No, I think, like, when they be watching the interviews, they probably think I be lying, dog. Like, because I really know everybody, bro. Like, I really been knowing.
If motherfuckers did know, I really know Jerry.
Yeah.
Like, I really know Jerry.
Facts. Like,
from my hood to his hood, I know Jerry.
Facts.
No boy.
Because I remember you was a kid. I was just telling bro, you know what I'm saying, before you came here, though. I was like, man, I remember bro was a kid, literally a kid.
Growing
on Galena,
up.
Yeah.
Growing up. No boy.
Shout out DJ Esco, man.
Shout out to my man. That's my boy, man. He showed me a lot, man.
The wood. Hell yeah, dog. Like, no, you have Galena.
Right. It was everything to me, cause like, all right, I my mama and them, you know, they off the east and like, I'm really originally off Second and Thompson. We still got houses over there, but it went from there, from 29th and Lloyd to Galena, but that's where I jumped the porch at, like, literally, you know, I did all my badass. Robbing, stealing, whatever. Like, so I was just having fun. And then that's where the music popped in that too, though. You know what? Shit, bro. I was probably like in the middle of school, sophomore year. Had to be, yeah, because I got kicked out junior year. Yeah, so, yeah.
Why you get kicked out of school, bro?
They thought I was influencing everybody to do dumb shit. And I was probably the short. You know, remember me? I was short as a bitch back then. And I used to be around hella niggas, was tall and shit. So, that's crazy, though. Yeah, they kicked me out and shit. And then I think I started making music, like, off of, I think this is around Munch. Munch came out when he had that Bitch How Much Lawn.
Yeah.
That CD came out. And then, shit. I heard that shit and I'm like, man, I gotta make some music. Cause that's what all the hoes like. So, I'm like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Let me do some shit like, bro, I want the hoes. So, shit. Ran with that shit. I had fucked with Stan. Hit him up on Facebook and shit. He was making beats and shit. I was rapping on his beat. Made a little rap to it and shit. At the time, you know, I fucked with music. Moms was the type that play music in the morning, cleaning the house. So, I'm hip to, like, all the 90s shit. Big timers. You know, Juvenile, anybody you could think of, I was listening to that shit. So, motherfucker got to making music, bro. Turned up with the shit. Bro gave me a name, Dre Cash. I ran with this shit, and then we here. No bullshit. Porky, free Porky, man. Free Bill.
But one of the first.
No, you can't miss out on I'm a Light Show. That was the
okay,
first.
Okay, yeah, okay. You know, yeah, I'm a Light Show too. Yeah, I forgot about that shit.
I watched the interview with you in summer. I'm like, man, now she capping like that, man.
What was she capping about? What you talking about her
Yeah, the Jack shit.
Yeah,
Man, we ain't never been to no motherfucking dance wars. I'm like, hell no. But that, you know, that's my nigga though. She already know. But like, on God, like, bro, we did plenty of shit, bro. Like, had fun. That was my biggest hit right there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everybody know me as. Like, as a kid growing up, everybody know me as I'm a Light Show. Yeah. But.
Yeah, Light Show.
Go Bad Bitch. Yeah, I'll say that, yeah. That's the
hit. Like, I mean, like.
When
that
I came
like,
back.
Yeah,
I did
back,
dip off.
Yeah.
And then I did, yeah, Go Bad Bitch is one.
Bro, you had Facebook, nigga. Nigga, Facebook was going crazy to that shit, bro. Like. When you first dropped that shit, I was like, oh, yeah, this a hit, bro.
No
like,
bullshit.
And then I remember it was like a while. You remember y'all didn't even have no video. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't had no video, no shit.
What's crazy is I told bro, like, I ain't think it was going to be big as it was. Mm. That's why I told him to upload it. So when he uploaded it type shit and I saw the numbers, I'm like, damn. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, damn, they fucking with this motherfucker. That shit crazy.
Oh God, we was supposed to shoot video, but I was at the time I was working and shit.
Yeah.
So I wasn't fucking around. Then, you know, bro younger than me, so he be around young hoes, and you know, I ain't like that, so no young hoes in my videos.
Right. Yeah, because I know that was a big thing back then. It was like, man, dude got young ass, underage bitches in the video,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
like,
man. That's why I was like, fuck that. Oh God.
That's crazy, dog. But shit, like, and I know, like, you had took a little break, you know what I'm saying? Even after that, like, you was just like, man, I need to, because I'm ready, you probably don't remember, I remember you telling me, he's like, Jerry, I need a hit, bro. Like, I need to make a hit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
Like, he's like, I'm trying to make a hit, bro. I was like, bro, you just got to drop, bro. I was like, dog, just drop. Just keep dropping, bro.
I think around that time, my next hit was like, woo.
Yeah,
woo.
Yeah,
I was going crazy in that bitch for a minute. I think I wasn't even recording myself. I was just doing, going to Lulu.
Lulu, yeah, shout out Lulu, dog.
Yeah.
No, but I ain't gonna lie, like, people that really know Drake Cash, like you said, like, it's different, you know what I'm saying, levels of Drake Cash. Is that... It's the, you know what I'm saying, the Go Bad Bitch, Drake Cash. You know, like, you know, when you're like, Drake Cash, baby, you know what I'm saying? Then you just was elevating, you know what I'm saying? Like, but far as you with the music shit, like, how do you know when to do that shit? You be like, man, you know what, I'm going to just switch it up on your ass. Like, I'm going to do this, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do my ad-lib that I'm known for. I'm just switch it up on your ass.
Like I said, if niggas say they love music, they know that a sound don't just stay for too long. Like, that shit transformed. Like, we done ran through so many styles of music. From Baby on to... You already know what I'm saying. Like, major artists.
Yeah.
Not just local artists. Major artists. Facts. So, if the music changes, bro, you gotta change with it. You can't be that nigga making the same shit all the time. Like, right now, it's... This shit saturated with auto-tune music right now. Locally. That's why I've been trying to figure this shit out. Like... come some different way with the auto-tune or some type of different flow or some, you know, just anything, just artist-wise. I've been fucking around with it, bro. Just trying to be creative, bro. That's all, dog.
Yeah, dog, because the woo, bro, like just the flow on there, like you said, man, being different with the auto-tune.
I was fucking around in there.
Yeah.
Lulu will tell you, I was having so much fun in that bitch. Yeah. I was like, dog, this shit cold.
Yeah. Cause that shit was like when I heard all the motherfuckers, I was like, yeah, bro, got this shit. Like,
that's another one I thought wasn't gone. Like, hit? I knew.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to the song probably 20 times in the car. Then I drop it, and then I just watch it grow, and I be like, damn, they, like, that's what I said. It just be fucking my head up. Like, damn, all right, I still got it. Like, I just got to keep coming with different shit, though.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, but I tell everybody about the Milwaukee music scene, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I see you got the motherfucking chain on right now, the BGM chain, you know what I'm saying?
Hell,
like,
yeah.
I see what's going on, bro, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how hard is it to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, get that nationwide recognition, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially you a vet, you a GOAT in Milwaukee and shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, how hard is it to still, like damn, I still got to work. It's just as hard as the young motherfuckers. Like, how hard is it for you?
It's the hit wise, like, niggas that chase hits. Like, you gotta know, like, bro, you gotta keep coming, like, consistency. You know, I'm country as hell, yeah, no mind me, bro. But, yeah, bro, consistency, bro, like, bro, all that shit matter, bro. You gotta literally just keep thriving, bro. Like, keep coming up with new shit, bro. Like, that's all I really can say, bro. Like, no bullshit, bro. Like, you just gotta keep. And don't get caught up in trying to be like the next or copy what they do. You gotta come with some new shit, new style of beat. I don't know, just something.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying, because even with what I do with the podcast shit, bro. Like, every time a
motherfucker
see
it, ain't gonna wanna cop.
Yeah, dog. Mm-hmm. No, I swear, every time a nigga see what I'm doing, then they copy. Then another nigga go crazy. They be like, Jerry, you need to do what dog doing, bro. Man, you need to go live, bro. You need to do. I'm like, bro.
Like, I'm gonna come different. Yeah, you gonna come different. You thinking?
Like, I got you
thinking,
man.
Like the next one. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, man.
Yeah, but it's just crazy. But shit, like, what you think about the Milwaukee music scene? Like, just period right now, because, you know, like, plenty of motherfuckers that's lit right now. More motherfuckers about to announce that they got signed. You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
Like, so, shit, like, what you just think about what's going on? Period.
I'm fucking with it. Like, I fuck with everything that's going on. If from the good to the bad. Like, I fuck with all of it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, motherfucker, shit, we just got to keep going. We got to get some more motherfuckers in. That's all I could, you know?
Yeah.
More the new motherfuckers, you know, I just pray they keep coming. Mm-hmm. Keep coming harder, too. Come in dropping more hits. I just wish good for everybody, man. Thanks. I'm fucking with all of it, though.
Oh, bullshit. Hell yeah, because back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, a lot of your core friends, they know, you know what I'm saying, about the situation, you know, you and Bankhead, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That was years ago, though, you know what I'm saying? Right. But, like, motherfuckers ain't never really heard, you know what I'm saying, your side, like, you know what I'm saying, that shit. But, like, as far as your side, like what happened with the situation between you and Bankhead?
Just it had shit to do with me, but just on his, you know what I'm saying, like on his, on respecting him, I dated that shit, like okay. I don't even think about that shit, like, cause that's somebody loved one, you know what I'm saying, and if he was alive, I would have probably just stopped that shit, cause I'm a bigger person. And really, that shit was goofy, bro. It wasn't no beef. Like, ain't nobody died between that shit, bro. Like, my nigga Black died on some tragic shit. So, and then my other nigga died on some other shit. So, it's like, bro, it wasn't no blood shit. So, it's really like, you know, my respect just go out to him, bro. On God.
Bullshit, because, like you said, it was some goofy shit, man. But
that shit was goofy. That was some back then shit, you know. At the time, you already know, like I said, we was big. Like, I was big. So, it was like, how can I say it? Like, you know, niggas, like, hate. Like, you know, motherfuckers, not him, but, like, people around him. It's always the niggas around them, the yeah. person. It don't be the main person. So, it's like, when a nigga be just like, man, fuck that nigga and all that shit. Like, it just builds so much hate, and then a nigga just pick with you. But it never, I never seen him but, like, one time. So, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's I only crazy. Met bro one time. Like, seen him. Like, I ain't shake hands with him, but I seen him. Bath heads, you know what I'm saying? Kept it moving. But, like, I always saw much more than I saw Bankhead. So, it was like,
hey, R.I.P. Bank, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. Bankhead, man.
Bullshit.
Fuck cancer.
Bullshit. Yeah, dog, I just thought, like, you know what I'm saying, the Taco Bell shit, like, was just super petty because, like, I'm like, bro, I'll work at that motherfucker.
Bro.
Like, you trying to get some money, bro. You gonna sit around and be broke, fucked up, bro.
Bro,
you
listen. Because at the time, I wasn't making money off rap.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I knew I could make that much money because I had my own YouTube page since then. So, I was getting monetized probably, like, 2017.
Damn. Wow, that's early.
Right.
Yeah, that's early.
But I wasn't making no money then. Mm. I started making money in 2019.
Yeah.
So from 2019 to now, I've been going crazy. Like, just actually monetizing my shit, getting my paper together, getting my music shit together. You know what I'm saying? I had signed myself on a low on some other shit, distribution. Then I came over to BGM.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, but what made you sign with them and, like, how you meet Ant?
That's fam.
Yeah.
And then bro actually had some shit going on. And then he wanted me to be a part of some shit. Then I wanted to be a part of some shit that's from home instead of just, like, I could go big, too, with him on the side, but I'm trying to build some shit, like, for home type shit, so for other motherfuckers. So you got another home base, like Blackout, like,
yeah, it's yeah,
BGM.
Yeah,
like, yeah. It's going to be another home motherfuckers can come to and be like, hey, I'm finna go to BGM. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. So, shit. That's all, man. We just trying to build, get this shit together.
Yeah. Because I ain't going to lie, together, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look good together, like, especially with the videos when y'all just out doing whatever, bro. Like, y'all look like a team, bro.
Hell,
like,
yeah,
like, y'all
man.
Look good together.
Bro, be having me right. Bro, be having me right. Security and all. Like, yeah. That'll be good.
Hell yeah, but like, what's the goal, though? Like, I know you said, of course, motherfuckers want to take it independent and take it to the top, but, like, do you want a distribution? Do you want to get signed? Or you just want to say, man, fuck it, it's just BGM, and we're going to do this shit ourselves?
The seeing how much money I made off this shit, mm-hmm. I could say just go independent mm-hmm. with BGM. Then, but I'll take a nice big chunk. If they come right, Hell yeah. Like, when both of us can eat, hell yeah. I'm signed.
Get a nice distribution.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'd be a fool not to take it. And we still in the ghetto.
The bullshit. Hell yeah, dog. Like I said, man, you got so many songs, bro. Like, so many tapes, so many, man, like, situations, you know what I'm saying, just in Milwaukee. But, like, and yo, like, far as, like, what you experienced in Milwaukee, like, what's Dre Cash's biggest, like, moment? You know what I'm saying? Like, just period.
Man, I don't know, Jerry.
That's a couple of
them, a hard question.
Yeah.
That's any good and bad situation.
Right.
It's always going to be. Motherfucker name big, so you know it's just gonna, from the good to the bad, it's gonna be, motherfucker gonna treat it like, I don't know, motherfucker treat it like I'm famous and shit. Yeah. Motherfucker a normal person.
Right. Because of course it's like plenty of little petty situation with hoes that I ain't gonna bring up, like the shit that happened on Facebook years ago, but shit.
What?
Like shit, like it was, someone was with a bitch or something, she was like talking shit, it was a minute ago, bro.
Man, what bitch? Hold on.
God, bro. Bro, you know I ain't take the bitch name down, bro. Like, you know, I was following you, and I was just like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
Man, I don't know, I be into it with these hoes. These hoes be crazy. These Milwaukee hoes be crazy.
Yeah.
I love them, though.
Love them?
Yeah, I love them.
Why you love them, though, bro?
I fuck with them, man. They crazy.
Yeah.
They crazy, but they irritate.
Definitely irritate, though.
My mama, they irritate.
Yeah. Well, how many kids you got now?
I don't got none. That one mine.
Oh, that baby went. Okay, okay.
That baby went mine. So I ain't got no kids.
I know you happy as a bitch.
I gotta give my mama one, though.
Yeah.
But I just been, yeah, just living.
That's fucked up, man.
Hell yeah.
That's slimy as hell. That's worse than robbing back door and a nigga telling a nigga kid ain't his. That's,
yeah,
dirty, bro.
I was fucked up, but that's why I came back just on the music, like, fuck it. Because I was getting clowned and shit on Facebook and shit, but from the job shit to that shit, I was like, man, all right, watch this. I mean, y'all must not know who y'all fucking with. Like, I really do this music shit. I like this shit. I like, that's where I do my talking at, in the music. Yeah. I don't have to talk to nobody. I talk in the music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Bullshit. Hell yeah, dog. Everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you got BGM, like, everybody know, like, it was like, man, you had signed with SME. Like, everybody know you was SME, you know what I'm saying? What was that?
Yeah, I ain't signed, but I was around
him. Oh, you was around? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I thought you signed with him type shit. But, like, from your view, like, how did that situation even happen? You know what I'm saying? With you even, like, around him or claiming SME, period?
Man, that shit. I ain't gonna lie, I can't even speak on that shit. Like, that shit, it's in the streets and shit, bro. I don't even like dipping that shit in the music shit. It's some petty shit, though. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really. Niggas just don't. It ain't got, like, bro, that shit. I don't know, bro. I can't talk about that shit. But that shit wild, though. That shit petty, though. I just know that. That's all I can really say on that shit. That shit big petty. Hell yeah.
Yeah, cause Tax Free, he was just on here, and I just let him know. I was like, man, I fuck with Dre Cash, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Tax Free, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers seen the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the shit was going down, niggas heard everything, but like, I just know he was saying that DH told you that he said don't shoot for him no more. Yeah, he just let me know. He was like, man, I ain't never tell DH, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, into that, man, that's the thing. It was another nigga. I ain't gonna speak on his name.
Okay.
He said it too, bro. See, when two niggas say something, it's a difference. You got, okay, you saying bro didn't say it, but this other nigga said you said it. So, nigga, you said it. You had to say something like it or something. Nigga. So, it's like, it's just some whole shit, bro, and I don't respect it, bro. And then if any nigga can go behind my back and say anything, speak on my name any way, I can't fuck with you. It ain't no spares either. I ain't fucking with you at all. Like, that's some whole ass shit.
Right. Hell yeah. But like I said, like I asked bro when he was, like I said, he was just up here a couple of days ago. Like, I just asked him the same thing I'm about to ask you. Like, You know what I'm saying? Even though whatever happened, happened, can y'all just be like, man, we can be cordial. You know what I'm saying? We in the same room. You know what I'm saying? We both turning up. We both live.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. I don't even, I can't even be around niggas. Niggas that, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, this shit so, so lame to me, bro. It's niggas picking sides, Jerry. Like, niggas don't even want to rap with me, gang.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't, they fuck with dudes. You know, but it's cool, though. I got, you know, I'm on my side right here. You know, this me over here. My little circle right here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know. I recorded some of all these niggas. I record niggas. Yeah. This the difference between me and these niggas. I record these niggas, bro. Record some of the biggest. Chicken, him, they, motherfucker, anybody, dead and quiet. I done did it, bro. And it's like, niggas be trying to little boy me, bro. It's like, nigga, I'm up here with you niggas too. But I'm just playing it at my pace. That's all it is. I don't hate on nobody. I get all these niggas respect. It's just some niggas I be letting too close and then they just push it. Like, nigga, this ain't, you gotta respect my shit over here, bro. We don't move like that over here. That's all it be.
Yeah, but just not, I ain't even talking about that situation no more. I'm just saying, period, like, with this music shit, the shit that go on behind the scenes, like, what you learn, like, the like what's the biggest thing you learn?
Man, stay out the way and do your thing.
Yeah.
You got to do it, bro. Stay out the way, bro. Quit thinking everybody your friend and just do your thing. If this is what you got passion for, just do it. That's what I've been on. That's my motto. That's my motto. Oh God, that's all I've been on. Like, shit, fuck it. I know I can make music, so fuck it. I'm finna sit in my little cubicle. Get in mode, spark me some weed. Get in mode, bro. Knock these shows out. Keep doing these features. I've been out of town, so shit, motherfuckers just been. Just keep this shit in mode, bro. Oh God. And keep spreading the label and shit, bro. That's, just make this shit bigger. For the city, though. I'm doing this shit for the city.
Yeah, because I seen the video you just dropped with Ray, bro. It was plenty ass in that motherfucker, bro.
Man.
Plenty.
Shout out to Ant.
Yeah, shout out Ant, bro. That's ass in the motherfucking building, man. He in the motherfucking building. What the fuck going on, man? What the fuck going on?
Yeah,
when I see it, as soon as I see it, I just see ass clap. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, because you know me. I ain't never had bitches in my videos.
Yeah.
Bro, like, man, we gotta have the hugs, y'all. Say less, man. They come through every time on my mama. Turning it up, though. God.
But shit, what was it like putting that shit together?
With the videos and
the
shit?
The video and the song, yeah.
That shit be fun, bro. You know, I be liking that type of shit, bro. I be kind of, like, vision that shit. Trying to make it cold enough, you know, so people can fuck with the video and shit. So I be fucking around with that shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Bullshit. Now, I know it's random as hell, dog, but, you know, like, I've been thinking about that shit since it happened. But,
what?
You know, like, it's like 60 motherfuckers got killed in a plane crash, dog. You saw that shit?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, dog, in D.C., dog. Like, that 60 shit people. Crack. Yeah, that they died crack. In a plane crash. Like, I think they said a helicopter just hit the motherfucking plane, dog.
Yeah. Man, it's always some crazy shit around this time. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, you talking tax time?
this nigga Jerry, dog.
Hey, do be crazy shit happening around tax time, dog. Nigga, you would see a nigga hug that
all
one.
Type of shit, inauguration, all that all shit. That it's shit. Always some crazy shit going on, bro. Yeah, you ain't lied, dog. That shit crazy.
Hell yeah, but just like, even though I know you ain't seen it, but like, would that make you even scared to even hop on a plane? Like, damn.
Bro, I'm always scared of hopping on planes. That's why I drive.
Oh, you be driving?
Hell yeah. Okay. Got my license.
Yeah.
Or I'll get some drivers.
Hell yeah, you ain't wrong.
Fuck that
bro.
Shit, bro. People be like, you can crash that way. Well, shit, I'll take that over that anytime.
Yeah.
Like, if we gotta go over a plane, hell yeah. Taking that risk, but.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, dog. I just like, I like driving too, dog, but like, it's just
that shit plan. Be cool.
Yeah.
Hop on some music, that's got it. Some smoke.
Mm-hmm. And you see a lot too on the road, bro. You
on
see
the
it.
Road.
You can be the plug, all type of shit, bro. At a gas station, anywhere. Now you can be the plug anywhere, bro.
Dog said a plug.
Anywhere, bro.
No, you can.
Anywhere,
that's
dog.
Facts.
That's fast.
That shit crazy. Hell yeah, dog. But dog, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker, bro?
Man, shout out BGM, man. Yeah. You already know, man. I just want to say, man, free all my boys, free Cuz and them, man. You already know, man. Big homie Drake Cash, go get the new merch, go get the new music.
Let them know where the merch at, bro. Where the merch?
It's on my YouTube channel.
So okay.
Go subscribe. Go follow me on Instagram, Big Homie Drake Cash. Both. I got two of them, man. They shadow banned me. So, shit. Man, that's about it. Yeah, man. Shout out to all my Galena niggas, man.
Bullshit. Shout out Galena, Northside. Bullshit.
Yeah, you already know, man.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixer Trappers Radio, man. Big homie Drake Cash. What's happening?
Cheap vibes.